Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth
has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples
of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them
to obey everything I have commanded you.
And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
Welcome to Exploring Missions, connecting mission needs with those equipped by God to meet those needs across the world or across town. And now, the host of Exploring Missions, Bert Harper.
One of the most amazing things about missions, ministry, the whole thing is when, what, where, and who. And I know we're supposed to ask those questions, especially when we're studying the Word of God. Who wrote it? You know, who is he writing it to? What was the issues and when? But also in missions. And around 20 years ago, God just raised up an individual that had a heart for God and his Word, and brought about a ministry that American Family Radio partners with each year, Preborn. That man is president and founder of Preborn. It's Dan Steiner. Dan, I got to thinking about that. You know, God does amazing things when it comes to mission work, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jesus came to seek and save the lost. That was his mission statement. That's why he came. And so no small wonder that he just loves missions and that it's his heart. And I think I've seen over the years where churches will have the larger the mission budget, the better off the church tends to be, too. So,
amen. Our co-host is Nathan Harper. And Nathan, all these years that we've been doing Exploring Missions, it's been interesting, some of the people that God's called out to go. Sometimes it's local, but sometimes it's national, sometimes it's international, and sometimes it's an unusual ministry to win people to the Lord, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We've seen and heard from a lot of ways how God is using his body, his hands and feet on the earth to reach out in his church to proclaim the good news of Jesus. And there's not one particular way of doing that. And I agree with Dan in that the better, more active a church is in missions, however, whatever forms that may take, the healthier the church. And I will say that mission, God's mission on earth, his global redemptive mission, encompasses a lot of different particulars. And the particular ministry and focus that Dan and the ministry of Preborn actually has, that God has given them, is greatly needed around the world, but especially here in the U.S. And so we're glad to talk with him today about how God is using Preborn in our world.
Now, this is not the first time I've had the opportunity of interviewing Dan and working with Dan. He's on the other program that I do, Exploring the Word. He's helped me the whole time, staying there. And your heart is for the Lord, the Word of God. And Dan, I've heard you say this two or three different times in interviews. What an unlikely guy God to call out to be head of a ministry. But God's calling is sure, and sometimes it's just being available and obeying him, isn't it?
Good, Bert. The acronym FATS, Fat Christian. He's looking for fat Christians. That's not your weight. That's faithful, available, and teachable.
Amen. Amen. Faithful, available, teachable. What a way to talk about a servant of the Lord. Nathan, those three attributes, they're good for everyone, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. I remember back when we were on the mission field serving, trying to plant churches, make disciples among the nations, among our diaspora missions community. And that's what we were looking for. We were looking for people who would be faithful to what God's Word told them and taught them, available to actually meet on a regular basis as a group, whether it's a small group or even a church gathering, or maybe even the beginnings of that. And then teachable, people that were humble and eager to learn. And really, it was a hunger for Jesus. And so, yeah, fat Christians, I think, are good, useful on the mission field, but also in any walk of life where God has placed us. You know, that's a really good measure of our spiritual fitness, if you will, is our fatness, faithful, available, and teachable. And just from my personal experience, the availability piece is the hardest to come by. You can find some faithful brothers and sisters who are following Jesus. They may not have the time to do what he's calling them to do. It would require a sacrifice of sometimes career or just certain times, things that, you know, that are priorities in our lives have to be reformed and redirected if we're going to serve on mission. But a fat brother or sister, God can bring a lot of fruit from someone who is serving in that way.
Amen. It gets your attention using those three words, and you know, as FAT. Well, why was Dan saying that? I remember him saying it several times. He said, I asked the Lord to show me what he wanted me to do, and I had no idea that he'd respond in such a way. And God is faithful to expand the ministry. The prayer of Jabez, I think, was true with Dan in Preborn, that the ministry has been multiplied again and again, where over 400,000 babies have been saved, and then 100,000 women plus have surrendered their lives to Jesus Christ. So what Preborn does, Nathan, is do, yes, they're out there on the front lines with the issue of life, but they're also in the front line of missions, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with these young women coming in. And they don't stop there. They have a discipleship program. We have a mutual friend that here in our local pregnancy center in Tupelo, Mississippi, where we're headquartered, she teaches the discipleship and parenting and to these young mothers getting ready to deliver their children. And they don't stop there. They continue helping the mother. It's not just the child. Okay, he's born, we're through. No, they give baby clothes, diapers, car seats, counseling, all the way for 2 years to try to help them to mature and be all that Christ can be. I would call that discipleship, Nathan.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we tend to think when we hear missions or even evangelism, it's common. If you listen to us, you kind of get told correctly, I think. But if this is one of your first times to hear our program, you may even have the concept in your mind of missions or evangelism simply being about maybe the moment of conversion, or possibly reaching into baptism. And that's not here's the thing, biblically, that's not the finish line. That's the starting block. That's the beginning of new life and that faithfulness in following Jesus. And so discipleship and learning how to follow Jesus faithfully it begins at that moment of conversion with evangelism, with hearing and responding to the good news. You know, if you go to Preborn's website, which is simply preborn.com, you can, right on the front page, you can learn a lot about the heart of what Preborn is about. They definitely emphasize prayer. In fact, they encourage visitors to their website to submit prayer requests, where they have a prayer ministry that, you know, any ministry that takes prayer seriously is a good ministry. I will say that. And so prayer is important to them. And like you mentioned, they equip pregnancy clinics with ultrasound machines. And that's really critical. I know we've talked about that before with preborn. The ultrasound machines are very important lowering abortion rates, and then evangelism training is what we're also talking about. So those are just at the heart of what preborn's about, and it's exciting to be able to share this resource with our listeners.
It really is, and this came to me as I was preparing for this show, was the ultrasound showing that mother the vision, the visual, and then the heartbeat. It not only gets them to understand that this child, they have a child in their womb, but it also, I think it breaks their heart enough to know to be receptive to the gospel more so, you know, because they find, hey, this is bigger than I am. Look what, where I am, and I need help. And so preborn's there to help, but also they're sharing with them, listen, you need more help than we can give in this spiritual realm. So when people participate and give to preborn, it really is missional. And AFR this week, this is the close of the week that we set aside each year to really partner with preborn to see that the ministry they have is continuing. We've done this for several years. So what happens, Nathan, with $28, this gives ultrasound to a woman seeking an abortion. And again, that is it. A $28 gift opens the door for that child to live and the possibility of that mother responding to the good news of Jesus Christ. I'm just going to share this, and I want you to respond. That $28, that's $28 well spent, isn't it?
Yeah, I really agree. You can't put a monetary value on a child's life or the soul of another person. And with $28, you can have an impact in both areas really at the same time. So it's more than saving one life in one way. There's salvation freely given, but the $28 is supporting those who would be sharing that good news with that mother about her child and about the Savior Jesus Christ. And you know, there's not just single one-time giving. There's monthly giving options. Again, you go to that preborn.com. website, and you can find how to give, and so we would encourage you to look at that.
And again, if you want to call, and a lot of people have, we've done this all week at AFR on Exploring the Word and the other programming, but there's another number that you call now this weekend and following. And those of you that are listening say, I want to be a part of a missional effort like this, you can take time to write this down, and I'll give it again before we go and close the program. It's 833-850-2229. That's 833-850-2229. Or like Nathan said, you can go to preborn.com, and you can see that, and you can be a one-time giver, or you can become a regular donor and say, man, this is awesome. So we're doing this. You don't hear us do this too often on Exploring Missions, but for preborn, we do that because we partner together. And Nathan, I want to take time to spend just a few minutes on that. Partnerships and missions. Listen, Paul didn't go out by himself, did he?
No, not at all. He wouldn't have been wise. It wasn't the model that Jesus had laid out for the apostles and for Paul and for us. And so whether you're an individual or a family or a church or even a ministry, it is not wise to try to do it yourself, by yourself. The mission is too large for a single entity to carry it out. You can be faithful and available and teachable as an individual, but part of that encouragement to be faithful, part of that teachability requires another person or another ministry or another to come along beside as a partner.
And let me just say this partnership, again, Nathan listed those, and this is AFR and Preborn partnering together. But again, like I said, we see that partnership in the scriptures, like the church at Philippi, the church at Antioch would partner with the churches in Macedonia, would partner with Paul to help the Christians in Jerusalem that found themselves struggling. So be a part of that. Be a part of a local church. That's kind of like a partnership. You don't want to be a lone wolf. You don't want to be an island. So here on Exploring Missions, we encourage you to be a part of a missional, Bible-believing church that loves the Lord Jesus, loves His Word, and shares the good news with those around them and around the world. And that's what we want to do. And that's why AFR partners with Preborn. We partner with Samaritan's Purse, with Operation Christmas Child. We partner with Alex McFarland when he does the summer camps for the youth. We're trying to make sure that we do that together, because it just seems like God honors that. I think that shows humility, and that's what we want to do. So, Nathan, one of the things that we love about this week are the testimonies that we hear from individuals who have gone to one of these pregnancy centers, abortion-minded, and when they see the ultrasound and when they hear the heartbeat and they talk to that caring, loving, sensitive lady who is taking them through this, the chances of them choosing life for that baby and also being open to choose eternal life for themselves doubles. That's powerful when you find out something to be that effective, and ultrasounds have been that effective.
Yeah, and then you also, and I agree, that technology piece is an important part. And I would also say you mentioned another critical element is that caring individual who will walk with the mom through this crisis. And really, it shows you what a caring person, a follower of Jesus who cares for another, how much weight that holds, how much importance that is in seeing that person open to receive the gospel, seeing that person open to wanting to give life to their child. It's very critical that we show that we care. And many people care, but it's good to be able to show that you care.
Yeah.
And to show that you care, you have to kind of put yourself in a position where you're in someone's life who's going through a crisis, a critical moment. And I'm thinking about these moms who are, you know, in a crisis pregnancy. Generally speaking, most of the time, I would say the pregnancy is not the only crisis that they are facing. There's other circumstances what would bring a mom into a crisis pregnancy center or even an abortion clinic. There's other critical needs and aspects of that mom's life that they need help in a holistic way. And I know Christian pregnancy clinics are there to, in a holistic way, show that they care and point people to Jesus Christ.
The scripture that we're in the other program, Exploring the Word. I've mentioned that quite a few times in this program, but we're going through the book of Isaiah, and we were in chapter 44, and listen to this passage. It starts out in verse 2. The Lord says, the Lord who made you and formed you from the womb, who will help you. Now, when I see that, I can't help but think, you know, this preborn, you know, God's, and Dan has said it again and again, God chose him to do this. He was ministering and serving the Lord, but God laid this on his heart and laid him the vision and then the format of how to do it. And it says, I formed you from the womb, and I will help you. That's preborn. They're not just, as Nathan has just gotten through saying, it's not just, okay, we got the baby. You're keeping the baby. Okay, we're through. No, it says, who will help you? Jesus did that when in his ministry. Paul would do that in his ministry. Churches would do that in the New Testament again and again. So, Nathan, that follow-up, okay? Let's call it follow-up. It really demonstrates the love of God, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And I would say in very practical ways. It's not just theory. It's like right where life happens. And that verse that you read, Isaiah 44, verse 2, the rest of it says that God is actually saying to his chosen servant, do not be afraid. You know, isn't that what a mom facing a crisis pregnancy needs to hear? Amen. Do not be afraid. Yeah. There's a lot to be afraid of, but you don't have to be afraid, because God is right there with them to bring life to the child, hope for that family, and eternal life for that mom.
So we're talking about today, preborn. We got to hear from Dan Steiner at the opening, and we are following up with the rest of the information. What we're doing this week at AFR, this is the close of it, and we have participated with preborn in providing ultrasounds at crisis pregnancy centers, where $28 provides a woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound, and it gives them the opportunity to choose life for their baby. But also, here it is, that individual person that Nathan and I've been talking about, showing care for them and trying to help this this woman in crisis and in difficulty, not knowing what to do, fearful in every way. Hey, there's peace that you can have through Jesus Christ. And just since in 20 years that preborn has been involved, over 100,000 women have surrendered their lives to Jesus Christ while saving the lives of over 400,000 babies. And even just last year, Nathan, and just in 1 year, they saw over 8,000 women come to know Jesus Christ as Savior. That is a powerful too. So for $28, you can be a part of that. And yes, we're asking you to make that call. And that number, again, is 833-850-2229. 833-850-2229. Or you can go online at preborn.com and you can follow the link and give there either one time, or you may want to say, I need to be a part of this monthly. Nathan, that website really is helpful to let people know. And you were talking about how they can help. They can be prayer warriors. And some people may be moved to be a volunteer at a crisis pregnancy center, not just financially and praying, but to be involved. They can volunteer there as well.
Yeah, that would be highly encouraged as well. That you know, look, if you don't know where you fit in God's mission in this world, start somewhere. You know, you could start within the walls of your local church, or you can take that step and find the nearest Christian crisis pregnancy center or clinic, and ask them, what do you need? And I guarantee you they have needs, and I guarantee you they can find you a place where you can serve. You could be a man or a woman, and they will find a place for you to serve. I know I've experienced that myself, is just being, honestly, just someone who brings diapers and baby supplies to a local pregnancy clinic from time to time. You know, just getting my vehicle and bring that load over there. But it makes an impact. It makes a difference. So, yeah, be involved as much as you can in that ministry.
You know, this is what Exploring Missions is about, letting you know what missions is about. Biblically, we try to do the biblical training. We also try to interview individuals that are on mission for God. But we also want you to be aware of your participation. And again, praying, giving, yes, and volunteering. Well, me being in Tupelo, Mississippi for 40 years now and plus, I've been here, and been acquainted with the pregnancy center here and the individuals that are helping them, have helped them, the difference that it makes in their lives in helping the women that come through, Nathan. That's you want to grow in the Lord, get in there, study, become a part of it, and you mature while you're helping others in salvation and helping with a preparation for the child. So again, just like the $28 gives a person the opportunity to save a baby's life, but also a mother to hear the good news of Jesus Christ, when you volunteer, you're not only helping, but you're growing yourself. Again, that's that. I would say it's compounded when you do that. Don't you think so?
Yeah, it really is. Thinking about that compounding or that multiplying, that growing, I was just reading in Isaiah 44, you brought that passage, Isaiah 44, verse 2, and you read that. Listen to verse 3 and 4. I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. You know, a life that is saved, both physically and spiritually, God is going to multiply that, and he's going to not just bless them and raise them up, but generations from them will be blessed and raised up, and then that fruit will multiply. Verse 4, like they will spring up like grass in a meadow, like poplar trees by flowing streams. You see that growth and that fruitfulness and that abundance of life that's only found in Jesus Christ. But many women may have to find Jesus Christ inside the walls of a pregnancy clinic. And so your giving and your support and your help will go a long way to see that mission carried out.
I want to give that number, 833-850-2229, or go to preborn.com, and you can be a part of this mission effort. That was Dan's goal when he started, that these young women could hear the good news of Jesus Christ and in turn save the life of that baby. Well, thank you for listening to Exploring Missions today, and we hope it has helped you, challenged you, and blessed you. And get on mission for God. Don't let this opportunity pass you by and later say, I wish I had. No, do it now. Again, thank you for listening to Exploring Missions here on the American Family Radio Network.